your term of evolution. Let's get some parameters here.
That species change over time.
Species change over time. Ooh. How much time are you talking about here? Because normally a dog produces a dog. Cat produces a cat.
Yeah, so ever since the modern concept of biological evolution as imagined by Darwin, even his predecessors like Jean-Baptiste Lamarck, none of them were dumb enough to think that an animal would give birth to a completely different animal. So that's never been part of the modern rational sense of how evolution works at all.
So where did this change then actually happen? Because I do believe DNA of every animal is exactly the same. I don't think that
can't be microevolution. What does that mean? The DNA of every animal is exactly the same. What does that mean?
To their kind. The information for that animal is in its DNA.
Right. So even when bacteria make clones of themselves, the DNA changes. So what you said is matter-of-factly not true.
Bacteria and mammals is not on the same playing field, if I'm
correct. That's great, but your claim is universally not true because bacteria propagate by cloning, which means they make the closest possible exact copies, but there are always some changes in the DNA. So your claim that the DNA is always exactly the same in every animal can't possibly be true. The mere fact that biological sexes exist, if we're going to go to animals because you don't like bacteria, the fact that biological sexes exist means that, the DNA of every animal of the same kind is not always exactly the same. That is an impossibility. In fact, we know that even if we try to be even more generous to it, and we include males and females together, we know because Hardy-Weinberg disequilibrium is always observed that the DNA of even groups of animals is never exactly the same.
Yes, that's where microevolution comes in. Either it's going to have.
So then your claim was false.
No, but microevolution.
No, it was literally false.
No, microevolution.
Your claim was that the DNA of every animal is always exactly the same is literally false.
Okay, so you want to go in that direction. Okay, so microevolution. Let's get microevolution. Yes, all with it.
What happens when a million microevolutions happen? What happens after a million microevolutions have happened? Because you've conceded
again,
that they happen.
Once again,
what happens when a million microevolutions happen?
Okay, so now the statement of a million microevolutions, there's no proof for that either.
What happens when a million microevolutions take place?
A million microevolutions, there's no proof for that.
Says you, but what would happen if microevolutions took place?
So if I say that million microevolutions is not possible, and I stand by that, where's your proof that a million microevolutions has happened?
So
because that is,
we
that
know
is, that is
for,
that's what you're claiming.
We
that's
know
what you're claiming.
For, we know for a fact that life is billions of years old on this planet, and we know for a fact that life reproduces. So there
where
is
those facts?
Have you so you reject the concept that animals and plants and other living organisms reproduce?
No, they do reproduce.
Okay, you agree that they reproduce. Do you disagree that the record clearly shows us that life has been on this planet for an extremely long period of time?
Yeah, I reject that because
on the basis of what? What evidence do you
where's
have?
Where's the evidence for that?
The fossil record and radiometric dating. So what
where
evidence do you have that record? Evidence is not actual evidence?
Okay, so now the fossil record. Let's go to the fossil record. Where did they find that fossil record? Where was that fossil
Earth.
Record found? Where,
Earth.
Where it was exactly... No. A fossil record is for Earth. But where did they find that fossil record stating everything is exactly... Like made up. They found it with this, 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 and all the layers, exactly okay, like I'm, it.
Do you, are you, so now you're claiming that there's a conspiracy that the fossil record is fake? Do you think that dinosaurs existed or not?
Oh, yes, dinosaurs existed.
Okay, so what was your claim about they found the fossils here, 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 and here? What did that mean?
I do believe there was something called the flood.
There wasn't. There's no evidence of it.
There's big evidence for it.
There's okay, so the amount of evidence that there is actually zero.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yes, it is devastating for your position, but the amount of actual evidence is zero.
No, the flood.
Okay, name one thing. One piece of evidence.
Well, go and look at the Grand Canyon.
What about it? What about
it? You know that that thing was cut in there in one big go.
Incorrect. And you have no evidence to back that up.
Well, if we now have to take the billions of years that they want to put onto this.
Okay, so I'm going to explain why you're wrong, and then I'll let you do your thing real quick. So there's this place called the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone. It's another Grand Canyon. In there is a waterfall. There's two of them. They're called the Upper Falls and the Lower Falls. Humans have been constantly observing those falls for the last 150 years. And despite the fact that it's a waterfall, meaning it has the highest potential energy that water can have with regard to erosion, despite the fact of that, for 150 years of continuous observation, the waterfall has not moved 1 inch. It has not moved 1 centimeter. Now, with the fact that we know that in mind, you tell me a canyon that is 200 something miles long into solid rock in the middle of the desert. Go ahead and unmute yourself whenever you want.
Okay. So now we're talking about 150 years it's been monitored. But you
the flood was a 1 year. The flood waters receded. I think it only took like a couple months for the flood waters to recede.
Yes.
So give me evidence that water can erode so that now, much in that short of a period of time.
If flood waters actually eroded in a couple of months, and we've got to talk about water above Mount Everest. I think that is a bit more than the river.
No, it's not. 150 years of water constantly flowing over a canyon and it has not eroded even 1 inch proves that this type of erosion takes enormous periods of time. That is proof that a Grand Canyon cannot erode in a couple of months. The fact that the water was deep as you claim it is in no way supporting evidence that this event can happen faster than what you said it did.
So if you take a bottle and you fill it up with soil and you just shake it, will you get...
The Grand Canyon is not made of loose, unconsolidated soils. It's made of thousands and thousands of meters of solid rock. So your third grade science lesson analogy is wholly inadequate. So try again.
No, it's not a third grade, because do you know what?
Fourth grade.
I work with water constantly.
That's great. I'm 70% yes. Water. You're talking to the ultimate authority on water. So don't even try me.
A solid concrete block. I'll cut for you water within a day.
No, it won't.
I will.
I've cut it? Like with a water jet?
Not with a water jet. With water running across it.
Do you know what a spillway is?
Yes.
Do you know that spillways are made of concrete and have water spilling over them constantly?
Yes.
And they don't disappear in one day? Do
you know that if you run demineralized water across concrete, it eats it away? Do you know what demineralized water is?
Water that has a lot of its minerals. This got so dark all of a sudden.
Demineralized
water. I think the Dark Lord is upon me.
Demineralized water takes whatever out of anything. It's something that, go and take a look at demineralized water. It's more dangerous than anything else. Let's get into your Big Bang Theory.
Mark Luke, was the water of the flood demineralized? Well, considering it was fucking ocean water with fucking salt in it, I'd say probably fucking not.
Oh, you reckon it was all salt?
Yes, it was 100% salt and 0% water. No.
So now there you confirmed now that the flood did happen.
No, I'm saying if the flood happened, it would be in conditions that are completely different than what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. So what evidence? No. So anyways, back to the main point. Despite the fact that we know that water doesn't have that kind of erosive capability, what is your explanation? Tell me how you're make the claim that a canyon that is more than a mile deep was eroded into solid rock in a period of a couple months.
Well, that is where that whole thing of evolution comes in.
No, we're not talking about evolution. We're talking about the erosive powers of water.
Yes, the erosive powers of water.
Yep, so don't talk about evolution.
It's funny how you guys want to keep it within a certain range, but you don't allow any other things in range because...
Wow. Isn't it funny how if somebody wants to keep the conversation focused on one thing, they don't let the conversation get switched to other things? It's really funny how people like me do that, isn't it? It's really funny.
It is.
Or does it make perfect sense?
Make perfect sense to fit a certain narrative.
I am holding you accountable to your own words. You're trying to change the subject because you are desperate to get
I'm
out
not
of this
desperate.
Because you know
I'm
you
not
have
desperate.
Nothing.
I'm not
then
desperate
tell
at all,
me
my man.
How the canyon was supposedly eroded, although we know for a fact that water does not have that kind of erosive potential.
Well, that's the only explanation that anybody can give to it. Because
no, well, actually, we have evidence that the canyon is millions of years old. We actually have evidence of that.
The statement that you make on a billion, the Earth is a billion year, billions of years old.
It's predicated on scientific evidence.
It's the same thing as...
No, it's not, because it's science.
Science, yes. Let's go. Yeah. If you're going to take your science and you take... just take the Earth's revelation, the way the Earth is turning. A sign's proving that the Earth is slowing down. Is science proving it?
That the days are shorter? So you agree that Earth is billions of years old because our data about Earth slowing down is taken from fossils where we measure... It's something about isotopes of oxygen in the shells, I believe. But that comes from secular science that is studying fossils that they know to be many hundreds of millions of years old to tell that our day has been getting shorter. So you are appealing to You are appealing to secular science and the science centered around evidences that are assuming a many billion year old Earth to tell me that the Earth is slowing down, therefore it's not billions of years old. This is really, really stupid. This is like when flat earthers come in here and tell me about how the fact that space has certain characteristics proves that space is that Earth is flat. They appeal to modern scientific data and information centered around a global Earth model to prove that the Earth is not a globe.
I'm not replying to any of that. What I'm saying is
later.
You are